Hi, this is Pastor Greg with Christian Leaders, and this is the Intro to Praise Music mini course. And in this section, we're going to discuss musical skills. Do you have any? Do you like to sing? Do you want to learn to play an instrument? There's a variety of ways that you can learn to play guitar or keyboard available on the internet that you don't have to take classes or learn to read what's called a grand staff that's got all the lines and all the dots and everything all over it. I've been playing for decades and I don't use those. So there's ways that you can learn to play the instruments and then look at a chord chart with the lyrics on it that'll tell you what chord to play in the music. And it just takes a little bit of practice, actually. The trouble is getting the instrument in the first place. I like guitar because it's an inexpensive instrument to get. You don't have to spend $2,000 on a nice Martin or a Taylor guitar. You can get something that even secondhand and just start learning to play. And if it's really not what you can play, and not everybody can play a guitar, maybe your fingers just don't work that way, you haven't wasted a lot of money on an instrument that you can't play. Keyboards might get to be a little more expensive, but borrow one from someone on a little electronic keyboard with headphones. You can usually find something used or on eBay for relatively inexpensive, but it's probably going to be a little more expensive than a guitar. I have had piano lessons, and I find the guitar to be a little bit easier. And not to mention, it's easier to bring a guitar to church than it is a piano, if that's what you have. So, what about singing? Can you sing? Everyone has a voice. Someone, a pastor once said, if you have a good voice, sing for praise. If you don't have a good voice, that's what God gave you, sing loud for vengeance. So, one way to find out if you can sing, I had an old girlfriend that just loved to sing. Poor girl couldn't carry a tune with a crane. So I told her, take your fingertips, put them on your ear, and then bring your hand closer to your mouth, not against your face like this, but just closer to your cheek, so that you can hear very clearly your own voice. Do this while you're singing along with music, just, you know, something on YouTube or on the radio, and see if you're singing in tune. This will really wake you up. It sure did my girlfriend. She never sang again, poor thing. But if you don't have the skill to sing, that's okay. My wife does not sing very much in tune either, but it's the most beautiful sound I know. Directing music. There are many ways that a band leader will direct music. The conductors in the symphony will use a 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4, or 1-2-3, 1-2-3. The first beat is always going to be a downstroke. And then the last note will be an upstroke. So this would be 1-2-3 or 1-2-3-4. So first beat is down. Every other beat except the last is side to side. The last beat is up. So if you had an obscure timing like 5-4, that would be 1-2-3-4-5. See how that works? 1-2-3. 1-2-3-4. Another thing that people do to direct, that I do when I'm playing guitar, I don't have one right in front of me right now, but I will swing my guitar down or raise it up to get everyone's attention. Hey, the ending is coming near. This is where we end the song. And then this, or bend forward. That is another way to direct. Another way to direct is really interesting. I've seen Michael W. Smith do this, and Jesus Culture, the song Love Never Fails with Chris Quilala, singing lead vocals on it. It's an old recording, but you'll notice he's before the chorus, it'll say, you stay the same through the ages, your love never changes. Before it gets to the chorus, he'll say, you stay the same through the ages. That's how he is directing the band to make sure that they're in the right place, as well as the audience, so that they know which words are coming next, so that it keeps everybody together. Because remember, the most important thing about all of the praise music that we play, We are not playing to the audience or a congregation. We are playing to an audience of one. God bless you.